You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast.
What is happening, everyone? Welcome back to the Cop Eye Podcast. Of course, we have to jump straight on and have a little chat about the horrific news that Jurgen Klopp will be leaving the Reds at the end of the season. A bit of a bombshell came out of nowhere. Paul Joyce tweeted it, and I was like, I'm hoping this is a spoof account. And then, of course, the Liverpool account posted the video, and it's been... I mean, I don't even know what to say, to be honest, but I just thought it'd be good for me and Christian to jump on and have a little chat about it. How are you feeling, Christian?
I was just thinking when you said there, like the last hour has been the darkest hour to to connect it with Winston Churchill and the movie and the speeches and everything that went on there. Obviously, you can't compare those things, but you know, for us as supporters in football terms, it's been the darkest hour, the last hour since the news broke. Obviously, you can't say much because you just feel numb and, you know, sad. I feel a little bit drained of energy, just like I said before we started recording. It just kind of gets to you straight away because Klopp is like he's a dad, a father figure for all of us, I would say. I don't think it doesn't matter if you're a younger fan or if you're a older supporter, you know, that is even older than Klopp. I guess he's just come across as a lad and a man that just takes care of you and his players and the club. So it just feels like you lost someone that is really important to you, like personally. So I am gutted, but at the same time, I wouldn't say I had the feeling this would come now, but I just felt that we were nearing the end though. Like, not this season, but maybe next season, even if he had like 2 years left. I thought maybe he would want to go, you know, this season, come back to the Champions League, hopefully win a, you know, a couple of trophies, but come back to the Champions League and give it a go then. But obviously that won't happen now. So, yeah, I don't know. How do you feel, mate? How do you feel?
Grim, to be honest. Just like been reading the quotes and stuff. And I just wanted to read a few little bits out. I mean, there's a video and then there's a transcript of the whole video, which you can watch. Just saying that he knows it's a shock for people in the moment, but he can try and explain it, and then he gets asked if he's okay, because of course, like, some of the reasons behind these type of decisions, like certain managers maybe get sick or whatever, and he got asked about that, and he says, I'm okay, I'm healthy as much as you can be at my age, a little bits and bobs, stuff like that, but nothing anybody has to be concerned about. But I don't know, I think there's going to be a press conference at three, and I don't know, at some point maybe he'll explain it properly, the reasons behind it. And I think you said something which was quite interesting, like before we started recording, about like when he was talking to his like wife before renewing his contract and stuff, or when he was in the process of renewing his contract, and he was saying like he's like a sports car and stuff, but only he's feeling like the petrol getting drained. And I think we are a club that I guess we demand a lot of a manager, and Klopp couldn't have got a more perfect manager. So that synergy that we've had since he came in October 2015, nearly 9 years ago now, ever since then that connection was there, and it's grew and grew and grew. And I think it's always, I guess it's demanding on his side, because he has to not be just a manager, he has to be a bit of a politician, he has to be in charge of everything, he has to do the press conference, he has to conduct himself in the way that we accept. And I think he's that manager anyway, so it hasn't been hard for him to adapt, because he's such a man of the people. But I think it's, like you said, this time was always going to come. I think 2026 was when his contract was going to end. I would have loved it to have been then, because at least we would have had an end date in sight where we go, well, at least we know it's going to end then, because that's when the contract ends. So this came a little bit out of left field, a little bit, I guess, with in terms of it being a bit of a shock. But like you said, it had to come at some point. But I think it's just trying to, I mean, I don't know, it's probably going to take weeks, months for this news to kind of sink in. And I think he said in his presser, like in his interview, that he doesn't want every game to be about him and stuff. But I think it is going to be. I think it's going to be.
In a way, I'm hoping
it's going to play out. And I think that the way that would be perfect for us and for him is if this is the driving force and the catalyst for us to go on to win all the trophies that we're involved in. Because, I mean, like, I don't want to get into like other teams and like stuff that we could have won and stuff that we know all about, those reasons why certain teams and stuff have got loads of money. But I think this decision, I think, is shocked all of us, and it's shocked all of us to our core. I think that's normal. But I think it's just about, I think respecting his wishes as well, because he's a man at the end of the day, and I think he's got limits and he's got boundaries, and he's got to keep himself healthy as much as he can. And if he's feeling like he's got depleted energy levels, or he feels like he's getting to the end of where he's like, I don't know how long I can go, or if doctors are speaking to him, or his wife, maybe, I don't know, all of these people in his life and stuff, I think it's all been took on board. And I think it's something that hopefully we find out a bit more information about the reasons why, because I'd like to know a little bit more, to be honest, but I'm sure that'll probably come out soon. But I think it's just, just feel numb, to be honest. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we are all human, and you know, even if we don't think he still is a human being. And all of us can, you know, run into that wall and hit you know, the levels where just, you know, we get drained and feel tired. You know, in any profession or whatever work or job you do, or in life in general, things happens. And you know, unfortunately, many people come into that situation where you don't have the energy anymore, and you need to have a break in whatever you do. It doesn't matter if you're the manager of Liverpool and it happens to you, and you start feeling the signs, you know, that it can be like that. Also, you're obviously getting older with age, obviously, but you know, you can also be young and inspiring in a work, and you can just, you know, try too much, spend too much time doing this or that, and that can happen to you as well. So you have to respect this, you know, the human side of it, and just think, you know, the pressure that comes with the job that he's in. And you know, we can only speculate, and like you said as well, you know, he's pushed, you know, several teams that he has been manager of to, you know, certain points levels where you still ended up not winning the title. And you know, as a supporter, I would say, without, you know, taking too much focus from Klopp on this, but I still want to say, you know, for me as a supporter, it kind of drained me in a way where when we did that against City and didn't win, and, you know, with all the charges they are having at the moment and all the investigations going on, you know, that kind of drained me as a supporter, because I feel like what can you do? Like you can only do as much, and to take so many points in, you know, many seasons, but still ending up second and then you know what's going on there, and you know that they most likely has been cheating for a long time. No doubt that will take its toll from on the manager as well. I don't say and using that as an excuse, but I think that will be included in the full circle when it comes to, you know, he will never admit it and say it, but you know, of course, that's something that is part of the whole result of being, you know, drained. He's done so much with this team with limited resources in a certain way that Liverpool do against teams that are obviously super good, but also probably most likely have been cheating their way to the top. You know, I totally understand if that's something that is added on to everything, but because you can only push so hard. And obviously, like you said, he's getting older. He's a man. He wants to, and he's always said that he wants to enjoy life before he gets too old to maybe not doing, maybe travel a bit with his wife and family, obviously see his son and grandson that we know that he has now, you know, spend more time and quality time with his family. So it's nothing weird with that. It's just sad for us because obviously he will go down as one of the best football managers the Liverpool Football Club has ever had.
Yeah, I think he was talking about like Roy Hodgson, weren't he? I think when we played them, and he was saying like, don't know how Roy's still doing it at his age. And I think it's like, yeah, he wants to have a life as well. He's a god in our eyes, and do the clubs that he managed for how long he spent there, and kind of just, yeah, at Dortmund he was a hero. And I've just actually, I don't know why I did it to myself, but I watched the clip of him leaving Dortmund, and he's just like, he's got tears in his eyes, and it's just horrific, and it's going to be, I don't even want to think about it right now. It's going to be absolutely, it's going to be horrible. But just on his, I mean, I'm reading out his record, like it's over now, of course, not over. We've got loads of games left, loads of games that we can win and go and end it in the best possible way. But so far, he's, 466 games as in charge of Liverpool, 289 wins, 95 draws and 82 losses. So, yeah, well, I think one of the best. I think might be our best win percentage of any manager we've ever had, which I think in itself, when you think the managers we've had in the past, is incredible. And he's an incredible man. I think Jamie Webster posted something on Twitter, which I really liked. He said, the man, he's one of the best managers in the world, but if it's possible, he's an even better person. And I think that's so true, because he's, like I said, he's a man of the people, and he's just... It clicked with us straight away, and that's the thing, and that's why when you have people like this, and Klopp said as well, that you can go on for a certain amount of time, but you get to a point where it's like, well, it's got to end. It's got to end at some point. I think we'd all have loved him to get into his 10th, 11th year, but then you're always like, is he going to get another extension and get another extension? And then I think because of the last one, when his wife, like we said, like his wife gave him maybe the energy to sign that extension, I think maybe at that time that was a little bit of a surprise in itself, that we were maybe thinking he might be leaving at the end of the last contract. So I don't know what else to say, lad. Have you got anything else to add before we get out of here and go and cry ourselves to sleep?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, I was thinking about what you said before as well. You know, the thing is now coming out with the news like this, you know, hopefully it can help to, you know, the team to thrive and to build on the good form already, and that we're top of the league and, you know, go on and actually challenge for this title. You know, I don't say we would have done it, you know, properly without these news, but, you know, now they got something, you know, the last dance, if you like. For Klopp to do it. The only thing that concerns me a bit with having these news as well, it's like, I am sure, even though, you know, with the players and staff and stuff, like, it's a little bit of, I get a little bit nervous thinking, what if that kind of gets in, I know they're professionals, but gets in their heads, like to do with us, like emotional parts, you know, they know that this is the last time with Klopp. Yes, we're going to fight for him, but will it also turn into something that, you know, they know, because everyone loves him. It seems like every player loves Klopp. You know, there's obviously a sadness from their part as well. Could that affect us, you know, with the positivity and the things that we're doing at the moment, being in all competitions? I don't think so, but I can't help to be a little bit concerned about, because it could be a something that pushes us on for, you know, going for everything with such a force that it's brilliant, but it's also a small little risk that it could be something that comes in and takes over a bit. I don't know. It's just me, you know, using my, I would say my head as I'm a clever person. It's just more like my emotional feelings of thinking, what, where can it go from here? And I don't want it to be that, because that would be such a, you know, such a shame.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, I don't know if he mentioned in the interview if the players know already. I don't know.
No, that's the thing. I don't know. And yeah,
if the club knew, I don't know if the, hopefully the players knew, because then we'd know at least that they already knew about it, and they can, it hasn't been affected so far. If anything, it's been better. So it's sort of not, yeah, I think it's
maybe right. That could have been, if they already know, maybe it's something that already helped to that's build this collective, what I'm doing now. Like, they already know, and they know that he's going to tell everyone else at a certain point. So inside, in the closed dressing room, they already decided to let's go and do this together. So if that's the case, brilliant, because then we've shown, you know, the power, the strength, where we are, the form and everything. But if not, then obviously that will be a shock for them as well. But yeah, we'll see. It's, you know, it's a sad day. It's will forever be called the Black Friday. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's not fair, Klopp, to come with these news on a Friday when we all look forward to, you know, having a bevy during the weekend. Now we're just going to go home and do nothing for like two and a half days and just cry our eyes out. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's... yeah, it's mad. It's mad. It's absolutely crazy. I just reading the last little bit of his interview here. It's like, have you got a message for the supporters? And he says, I'd really like you to accept the decision. That would be nice. And then if I can ask for one more thing, after telling you don't sing my song too early, after telling you to be loud in the stadium, stuff like this, if I could ask you one more thing, it would be, don't make these games about me, because there's no need. The only thing I always wanted was the full support for the team. It's not for me. I know about our relationship. I don't need any kind of proof. We'll have a moment, maybe the last day of the season or somewhere else in other countries or other competitions. There's enough time to do these kind of things. Let's now really go for it. The outside world want to use the decision, laugh about it, want to disturb us. We are Liverpool. We went through harder things together and you went through harder things before me. Let's make a strength of it. That would be really cool. Let's squeeze everything out of the season and have another thing to smile about when we look back in the future. Thank you. I feel like that's a nice little way.
Yeah, it's emotional.
It makes me want to cry, to be honest, lad. It's grim, but it's something that we'll have to come to terms with. And the thing is, terrific news, but I'm just hoping, like I said earlier, that this can be a catalyst for, like we said, if the players already know and we're already doing those good things already, and then we're getting players back and stuff, there's no point looking too far. I mean, it's easy just to start going through like conspiracy theories. Oh, is it FSG? Is it this? Is it like, I don't know. I've seen a few on Twitter already, and I'm choosing not to engage because it's pointless. But
it's probably just only down to Klopp and his decisions in life. I don't think there's anything else in it, because I think that he's a person that would have stayed, you know, the contract, like seeing the contract out. But, you know, he feels at this time and the moment that he come to a certain point in his life and in his job that it's probably for his own good to step down. And that's, like you said, we have to respect that. And I like what he said there, that quote that you read out. You know, I totally respect his decision. It hurts, but he's such a person and such a manager that you love for so long that he's got our respect for life. So it will be like, yeah, I totally respect that. It's sad, but it is what it is. And, you know, when you said that as well, you know, the last day of the season, I was like straight away, like flights, Liverpool booked, click, you know, it's done. Fucking hell.
That's going to be, I don't even, I mean, that's the thing. I think that's what I'm going to try to, get in my head is like, let's not look too far forward, because I mean that's what all rival fans are going to be like. Klopp said they're going to be happy, they're going to be like, yes, Klopp's going and this and that and other, but we need to make sure that this is like this last little stretch of the season is massive and full of like every home game is going to be like massive. Now it's going to be full of people cheering them on and cheering the team on, and that's what we need for the, we already added this season to a good level, but now it's going to be in a good way. I'm thinking of the positives. It's going to, that's going to be even further along for the rest of the games. So that's a massive boost for us, because we know we're all about the crowd and player synergy and Klopp being in the middle of there, orchestrating it all, which we've seen for the last 9 years, which makes it even sadder that he's going to be leaving. But we'll leave it there, because like we said, we're going to both go and have a cheeky whiskey and a cry.
not you. You're doing your dry January, so continue with that. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll have me zero whiskey or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to drown my sorrows tonight with the loads of. Nah, I'm not.
You know what I'm
going to. I'm going to have a bevy for Klopp though, and just like you said, I'm gonna use this last period of time with him to just enjoy that we actually, you know, you always enjoy it, but when these kind of news hit you, you kind of enjoy it more, and we'll take the time in, and we should do this in life more regular, I guess. Definitely. And actually, you know, sit back, relax, and think of what we got, and you know, the good things that we have in our lives. And Jurgen Klopp, as a Liverpool manager, is one of them if you're a Liverpool supporter. So now when you know that he's going to leave, I'm going to enjoy every game even more, even games where we won't get the result, because there obviously will be games, I guess. I'm still going to appreciate everything, you know, that he's done, and think like, you know, it's just the way it is. So going to enjoy that. And hopefully, like I said, I'll try to come over the last game of the season to spend time with you and drink bevies and celebrate Klopp's time at Liverpool and give it a nice little end.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is it's this news is probably, I've only got 5 days left to dry Jan. If I ended it 5 days early, no one's really going to care, are they? But we'll see. But yeah, we'll leave it there. I just wanted to be nice and sweet, short and sweet, just because of course, the news and stuff. And I'm sure people are absolutely shocked, and we are as well. It's just absolutely horrendous news. But like we said, Klopp's got his reasons, and we have to respect them, unfortunately. As much as we don't want to, we want to force him to stay as long as we want, because Liverpool are doing well and stuff. And the signs have been so good that we're back on track to what we were a couple of seasons ago, so it makes it even harder. It really does. But yeah, the news is absolutely horrific, but hopefully next couple of weeks it can kind of sink in a little bit, and we'll keep on winning games, and we can get more excited for getting towards a few more finals and a few more end of season well, not an end of season game where we need to win or whatever. Even if we're in that position at that time, let's try and get it won early if we can. I'm saying that like we're like serial winners of Premier Leagues. We're not, but we need to. It's going to be a massive, a load of energy and stuff to go into winning as many games as we can come towards the end of the season, so we can stay in the title race, basically. Yeah. Which is what we wanted. Which is what we wanted anyway, regardless of the Klopp news. So let's hope we can just like kind of divert this energy into helping the team be the best they can. But yeah, we shall get out of here. Nice one for listening. Nice one to Christian for jumping on. And yeah, we'll see you all very soon. Ta-ra.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Kopai Podcast.
Network.